I seek shelter in the base of your spine. Written by Claire. Read by Aya Marlin. Summary. There's so much that his brethren don't understand about being human. There's so much that his brethren don't understand about being human. So much that Castiel has discovered since he stood before the host and declared his intent. So much that Dean has shown him. He's been introduced to the feel of hot water running over skin and washing away dirt and sweat and the things that touch him, that cling to him now that he's human. Introduced to the taste of coffee over his tongue, bitter and sharp. And he's been introduced to pie, a single forkful of the sweet softness, declaring exactly why Dean loves the foodstuff so much. But this, he thinks as Dean wraps a hand around flesh, around Castiel's flesh, this is the one consuming all others in a blaze of flame. You gotta be quiet, Cass, Dean is murmuring, breath hot against Castiel's skin. But he doesn't know if he can. He wants to shout to the heavens with this rapture and revelation all held in Dean's touch. Don't want to wake Sam and Bobby up, Dean continues, the strokes along Castiel's hardness maddeningly slow. Yes, that would be wrong. Robert Singer has given him shelter, has welcomed Castiel into his home, not only as an extension of Dean, but as his own person, as Dean's partner, might actually get the Egypt boy to settle down. To wake him because of this would be rude. But Castiel doesn't know that he can keep quiet. Dean's hands pulling the words from him. Please, yes, Dean! You close, Cass? Castiel would answer if he could. This heat and want and need all curling inside him, and Dean's touch is flaying him quicker than Gabriel's did when he lay fingers on Castiel's cheek and declared him outcast. He thinks, yes, yes, he's close, but he doesn't know. But the rest of the words are lost as Dean's mouth presses against Castiel's, tongue seeking entry with kitten licks along his lower lip. And Castiel lets him in, lips parting to allow Dean inside him, tongue hot and heavy in Castiel's mouth as Dean tastes every inch of him. Dean's pressed against him, heartbeat thrumming through him, a counter to Castiel's own, pressed against him, hot and perfect, as he draws back slightly. Eyes wide and face still so close to Castiel's that they're sharing breath. Cass. And why does Dean sound so ragged if Castiel's the one being undone? Being undone by lips and fingers and heat as he arches into Dean's touch. Please. Castiel reaches out, hand wrapping around Dean's arm and feeling raised flesh beneath his fingertips. And it's still his mark. His brand. It's still Castiel's name carved into Dean's soul, even if neither of them can feel it anymore. Dean's hand quickens at Castiel's plea, slick and sure, and the first one, the only one to touch Castiel like this. Castiel arches into the touch, into Dean's grip, heat exploding through him as Dean cups his cheek, fingers on his skin feeling nothing like Gabriel's did. Warm and cheerful and perfect, exploding through him as his cries swallowed by Dean, mouths pressed together as Castiel rides the pleasure running over him, body shaking and sensitive as Dean gives a final stroke to his softening flesh. There's so much that he doesn't understand about being human, so much that he just doesn't know. So he reaches out to Dean. Sated and sticky and alive and ready to learn it all.